The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. It's Owen O'Brien, the Sinn Féin TD from Dublin Midwest, here sitting in for Kieran Cuddihy, who's off absent without leave. Every week we're joined by a presenter on News Talks Alive and Kicking, Claire McKenna, to talk about wellness. Claire, great to see you.
And you, Owen. News reaches me that you're into your health and wellness.
Yeah, I'd say some people think I'm probably not as clean living as I should be, but we can talk about that in a moment. So tell us what we're talking about here today.
Going to talk about heat therapy, the health benefits of deliberate heat exposure. And I think many of us will know that to get into a sauna or a hot tub or even to lie in a sun lounger on a hot day is very relaxing and it's very nice. But I went out to a place out in Wicklow called Off Grid, and it is a wellness space and has infrared saunas and ice baths there for people to come and take some time out. And in the preparation for that, I really started looking into heat therapy for a health benefit, not just for a bit of relaxation. So taking in a step on from just if there's a sauna in the hotel you're staying at, you'll just pop in and out, and what it's actually doing. So one of the areas I got a lot of my information was from the Huberman Lab. So it's a very popular health and wellness podcast presented by a neuroscientist, Andrew Huberman. And he's just this all-round American big, strong dude that just really goes for it with the evidence-based case studies. So he gave a warning that I'm going to give a warning as well, that heat is a bit of an issue. So obviously people who are pregnant, breastfeeding, you know, should not be getting into direct heat exposure. Everybody has different tolerance levels. So anytime you're looking into heat exposure, you should build yourself up incrementally and always check with your GP before going any further. But what we're talking about here is a bit different than the odd weekend away in the sauna at the hotel. This is deliberately 2 to 3 times a week. So there was a study in 2018 that they go very particular, 80 to 100 degrees Celsius for between 5 and 20 minutes. And it caused a decrease in mortality. So when they look at you living longer, they look at how healthy you're going to be and the chances of you getting cardiovascular disease or other issues. And of the people who went 2 to 3 times a week, you were 27% less likely to die of cardiovascular disease. And if you went 5 to 7 times a week, you were 50% less likely to die of a disease.
Now, there's a whole pile of people listening to the programme right now going, hang on a second. So you're telling me if I go to the sauna in my local gym or council leisure centre a couple of times a week, I could live longer. Is there really any science behind this?
So what's going on in the body? And Andrew Huberman was saying, look, obviously, you know, not everyone has access to a sauna and it's a bit of a privilege. So you could sort of wrap yourself up and go out on a jog. And I don't know if I'm recommending that to people. I think that's taking things a little bit too far. But I suppose it's about a mind shift of looking at what it's really doing for your body. So how it works is there's a chain of events that happens when you are exposed to heat. So it goes from your skin to your brain, and the brain sends signals to various parts of the body. And we all know that we start to maybe get a little bit more lethargic. We start to kind of lie out the limbs, and all of that is sort of to dump heat. So when you take a dog for a walk and it's roasting hot, the tongue starts hanging out and they start panting. That's what they do to dump heat. We have our own ways. We also start to sweat. And really one of the things that happens is our heart rate goes up. So our blood starts pumping, our plasma starts going up. And that's one of the biggest pluses. So it's like getting a cardiovascular workout, but you're actually just sitting there.
It's a little
bit
like a workout, just without actually having to move. You're literally sitting there and the heat is making your heart do all the work for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a heat demon now, so I'm always happy to stay in there for a long, long time. But as you start to get uncomfortable, your stress response starts to fire off. So often you'll get, we should get out now. Maybe I will get out now. Will I stay in? How long have I been in? All that starts to happen. So that's also firing and looking for you to behave a little bit differently.
Now, some of these treatments, particularly when they're in private spas, can be very, very expensive. I mean, are we really saying that people who want to look after their health, exercise their heart more, this is the thing to do? Would they not be better off going for a swim, for example, or going for a jog? You know, how does this compare with other workouts? And I suppose, other healthy forms of living.
You're right. I mean, like the comparison, I suppose, if you're going to be going for your jog or going to the gym, there's risk of other injuries or other issues. But this isn't an either or. This is sort of an add-on. So if you are already going to a gym and there is one there and you thought, ah, do I really need that? It's just a bit of nonsense. There is something going on within the body that can add to your health. And also when it comes to regeneration and repair, there's a lot of evidence to say that it is excellent for your muscles because, do you know, if you have like a chicken breast and you throw it on a hot pan, it changes its shape. There are these special heat shock proteins that are deployed throughout the body to stop that happening. Because obviously when we're exposed to heat, we don't necessarily want to cook like a chicken breast. So that is part of cell regeneration. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm breaking it down to the bare bones of understanding. But it's all these different parts of the bodies that get fired and add to regeneration and growth protein. And it's also very good for mood. So because it's a stressor and the way our body reacts to it, in a study that they did in 2021, this is only for men, but they sent for 4 sessions a week for 12 minutes each, followed by a bit of cold therapy, and it showed a decrease in the stress hormone cortisol. So it's not just a fad. It's not just a let's sit in and do something nice and warm ourselves up. There are benefits to our mood, benefits to our recovery, and benefits to our overall health.
And of course, other countries have been doing this for a very, very long period of time, whether it's in Iceland or you know, parts of Switzerland or Italy. That idea of the spa treatment, not as something you do as a leisure activity, but for your health, has been around for centuries in some cases.
Yeah, and there's certain countries where after a hospital stay, you'll be sent to a sort of a, what we would consider to be a spa.
And for convalescence.
There's lots of nature therapy and try and get you back to your best. So I always think when it comes to health and wellness, it's like health is on one side and wellness is on the other, and people are pitting them against each other. Whereas actually, it's just a more holistic view of things.
Yeah, and I also think it's important to just remind people, for example, you know, right across Dublin, there are local authorities that have swim centres. Many of them have saunas, many of them have gyms, eminently affordable. So this is something that if you happen to have a sauna or a steam room close to you in a local authority facility, I mean, it's a pretty good way to improve both your wellness and your health.
Yeah, and perhaps this is something that you could flex a muscle with, that when it comes to town planning, that this is what we're looking at. We're looking at giving people accessibility to green spaces and to, as you say, swimming pools, places where they can exercise, and maybe we could throw the odd sauna in there too.
Well, I'll declare an interest. So I live in Clondalkin Village and South Dublin County Council have a local swim centre that's there. It's a public swim centre, but it has a sauna, it has a steam room. Incredibly popular with people that go in. They go in for their 20-minute, 15-minute swim and then relax in the sauna afterwards. So if it's good enough for the good people of Clondalkin, it's something we could have elsewhere.
Absolutely. And I just think these studies show that as well as just being something nice to do and something relaxing after exercise to bring down the muscles and all of that, it's actually doing something that you might not see until later on in life.
And then you mentioned the cold therapies. I mean, again, if you go into, you know, whether it's Andalusian baths or Turkish baths, they have the steam rooms, they have the hot pools, then they have those really freezing pools. You see the same in Iceland where people go from the saunas or from the hot baths into the snow. What's the science or the health implications of that?
There's a whole other realm in when it comes to cold therapy, but there is a lot to be said from going from one to the other, because it really forces so many of the systems in the body to start working, because we are so adaptable as humans, not just psychologically, but physically. We will adapt to different setups. Like I described with heat, all these different neurons start firing and systems start happening. So when you then go from hot to cold, you're almost getting it to go double time. So yes, they do work very well hand in hand.
Claire, thanks as always. An absolutely fascinating presentation. And look, whether you're convinced or not, the one warning at the start, of course, is always keep in mind, don't overdo it. And particularly for the categories that Claire mentioned, avoid the heat if not necessary. Thanks, Claire, very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And now let's get the latest news headlines from Eamon Toursby.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.